Good morning. This morning we're going to study about God, the Trinity, one God in three persons. If you can turn on the slide in the back so I can, so when I flip the slide I know where I am. We're going to explore the most essential doctrines in Christian faith, the Trinity, one God in three persons. This is a very, very difficult topic, very, very difficult theological study. However, this morning I try to simplify a little bit. All the essential information is in there, but I avoid to go so deep into it. Because I teach this class and like it takes a whole semester just to study about God. But anyway, within about 30 minutes on the essential, I'm going to share with you. So you understand the basic Trinity, one God in three persons. So many people come to me and ask, why is God one? Yet, but also three. Another come and ask, do we believe in three gods? How can Trinity exist if God is one? It's a very valid and fair question. This morning, the message would help you to discover three important truths. Truth number one. True number one, about Trinity, three persons but one God, each with distinct roles but one in essence. I'm going to present you the illustrations to help us to understand the Trinity. And lastly, the practical application, how Trinity would impact our Christian life, my life, the same as your life. So let together we learn through the scripture about the Trinity God. Let me pray real quick. Our Father, we thank you very much just being here to learn together about Trinity God, one God, but in three persons. So I pray the Holy Spirit will use me to share the message from the scripture and from the scripture alone. So I pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people in this room and also the people who listen online, understand, get the message, but the most important, can apply the principle how the Trinity God impacts our life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, number one. The Bible clearly teaches there is only one God, yet he exists in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you understand because try to get everything in one picture. You can go on Google and you search, it will pop up. It's only one God, Đức Chúa Trời, in the middle. I use this one for the Vietnamese, so, okay? But there is a God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is unconnected. But God the Father is not God the Son. God the Son is not God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. But however, only one God right at the center. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4, here, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So we can paraphrase this Bible verse. Oh, the people in this room, all the Christian in this room from West Houston Vietnamese Church, the Lord's our God, the Lord is one. So what exactly is it? Okay. It's only one God, but however, they are three distinct persons. Number one, God the Father. God the Father, when You hear the message, God the Father, when we pray to God the Father, it's mean He's a creator, okay? He's God, He's sovereign, the ruler. So everything in this world created by Him. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Right at the first verses in the Bible. So when you travel, some of you just back from overseas trip or vacation somewhere, when you stand in front of the universe or the scenery or Yellowstone or even someplace in Texas, a lot of things is very, very beautiful. And sometimes you just, wow, how the world, why just so beautiful? Keep in your mind, God create all of that. Okay? And sometimes I kind of amazed. I look at my mom. I say, man, she's 94 years old. She's beautiful. And in my mind, God create a beautiful mom for me. He's the creator. And what if the mistake happened? It may not be beautiful as she is right now. 94. Okay, her beauty can fade, but she's still beautiful. And through the eyes, okay, when I look through the eyes of the Father, I saw He created my mom beautifully. Okay, timeless. And she's still beautiful, even though her beauty when she was young can fade out. Okay? So God the Father created everything. He controlled the universe. He's the one who planned and redemption of mankind. So when He spoke, the world came into being by His command. You go back and you read in the book of Genesis, He said that there is light. There is light. There is an animal, bird, and there is bird. Okay? Fish. In the ocean, there's fish in the ocean. And they say, oh, there's human. Yes. Everything He say, thing happen. So the world came into being by His command. I found a picture like the artist when painting a masterpiece beautifully. And when I look at the painting, I may not understand the meaning of every stroke He put in there. I don't. I may saw whatever the result, the final products. But I don't know what He think when He put the red color here, the stroke had to be from top down or vertical, horizontally. I don't understand it. Okay? Every stroke. But the artist, when he create the painting, he probably have the visual, the grand vision of what is the picture or the painting supposed to look like. Same thing, God had a perfect plan. We may not fully understand right away. Okay? So I'm standing here, I look at you, each one of you. Okay? I saw the final products, the final creation. God create you. Perfect plan, beautifully. But during the process, I don't know, but I see you right now. Some of you are going to have a baby the end of March, some in April, right now. Even though with technology, you do whatever, the ultrasound, you may see some gray image or maybe color image, but reality, you don't know this image or this person would look like. You had to wait until the baby was born. And you say, wow, beautiful, perfect image, perfect person. And when you see the kid grow up, okay, you compare with the picture when just born, and now you say, my goodness, things look like transforming from the red little thing, okay, very, very soft. You're afraid to break it, and now become the crow 4 or 5 years old beautifully. Okay? The same thing when I saw any painting, I don't understand the artist's each stroke of the pen, okay, each stroke. But I saw the good products, the final, perfect, which the artist imagined or have the grand vision what it's supposed to look like. So when you pray to the Father, the same thing, you have to see the image, the grand plan. God the Father create you. Your parent may pray and wish. You may pray and you wish your future would be. But you need to see what exactly the vision, the perfect plan, God planned for you. So you have the direction, you have the desire to get there. Second person is about God the Son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible said he's a savior of humanity. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word. In capital, it means Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, he became flesh, dwell among us, full of grace and truth. So the Bible talking about Jesus, he's not a created being. He is God incarnated, fully divine, and fully human. So what did he come to earth? What he did? He came to earth to die on the cross for our sins. He providing the only way for our salvation. That reason why the Bible also said, whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, will have everlasting life. It's been have salvation. So Jesus, he's the bridge between humanity and God. When you study in the book of Genesis chapter 3, when man have sinned, be separate from God. Okay? Separate from God. And Jesus Christ is a bridge to connect man back to God. John 14:6, talking about Jesus, talking about, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in order to reconcile with God, it's the only way to do, the Bible said, through him, Jesus Christ. A couple of months back, probably you read in the news, there's a kid fell out to the river and probably drowning. And here's the man, he jumped from the bridge down, and he'd be able to rescue this girl from drowning. The newspaper, you can go to Google News, you can see it. A lot of story like this. But when I see the picture, the advertisement, the news talking about, and CNN News, the NBC, the Fox News talking about this, I imagine Jesus Christ, he sacrificed his life to save us from eternal death. The wage of sin is death. And now the Bible said, but through Jesus Christ, we'll be able to reconnect. We'll be able to redeem ourselves. We'll be able to save and to have everlasting life and pull us out of eternal death. Now the third person, so the first person is God the Father. Second is God the Son, it's been Jesus Christ. And the third one is God the Holy Spirit. And very, very touched. When the team up here and you singing about the Holy Spirit, a Spirit and Holy Spirit. So the function of the Holy Spirit is comforter, teacher, and also the guide. John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, it means Jesus Christ, he will teach you on things. So a lot of people, they misunderstand. They're thinking about the Holy Spirit is a force. You see the Star Wars, that's why, may the force be with you. So a lot of people, that's the Holy Spirit. But reality, the Bible said the Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force. But a person with emotion, with will and intellect. Okay, so we might joke around when we see the Star Wars and the return of Roman and whatever the empire. Okay, and you read the a lot of book and the movie, they're talking about the force. But it's just like imaginary nation, okay, the impersonal force. But the Holy Spirit is not impersonal force. I'll apply. But the person with emotion, with intellect. So what did he do? He, within us, believer, he guiding, he convicting, he empowering us to grow spiritually. So that reason why sometimes we work, we say we have like a drain the energy. We don't have, like, we lost the will to do God work. The Holy Spirit will provide us the power, the energy, so we can serve the Lord on our life. Okay? And one more thing, the Holy Spirit is also the helper. The function of helper is to enabling us to live a life to glorify God. It's difficult. If we rely on our own energy, our own authority, our own strength, we will fail. And that reason why through prayer, and we pray the Holy Spirit would help us so we can live the life glorify Him. Another term some people may use, to have the victory life. And that's what it means. Because everything we do, we glorify God. You go to school, why do you want to have good grade in school? Why? Yes, I know the parent like it. Yes, the teacher like it. Yes, you may get a scholarship. But reality, the bottom line is because you want to glorify God. Why you do well at work? Why you get up in the morning, you go to work? And why you want the patient, if you work in the hospital, they respect you. The doctor respect you. Why? Because you want to glorify God. Because if you glorify yourself, people usually, eventually, will betray you. They may say good for you today, but they may say something not good about you tomorrow. The only thing is last, when you keep your mind, everything I do to glorify God. And everything else will fall in place. When we trust the people, usually people sometimes make you bad, sad. Okay? But the Holy Spirit never betray you, helping you. Just remember that your life will be okay. Some of you in this room is teacher. Where's the teacher? Is he not here? I tried to pick this one. Any of you in this room is a teacher? No? Usually we have a teacher sit right here somewhere. Okay. A teacher. Okay. The teacher, if you're a teacher, you want your skill have to be at the top level. The purpose, your skill of teaching at the top level, because you want to guide your student to the best. Okay? Some of you, if you work engineer field, sometimes you have to train your worker, and you use your best ability to train the person to the highest level so they can perform. The same thing, the Holy Spirit leads us on the right path, but also teaches us about what's true. So sometimes to understand the Bible, the scripture, the teaching from the scripture, I pray a lot. I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, helping me, explain me the passage. And praise the Lord. Every time I read the passage, every day, sometime, you know, after a couple of months, you read that passage again. The Holy Spirit teach me something new every day. Every time I read the same passage. And that reason why the Bible become a living document, the living Bible. And it teaches a lot of wonderful things lively thing every day in our life. So how can we better understand the relationship between the Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? So let's look at some of the illustration. I tried to pick two illustrations, try to explain the Trinity. Remember, whatever picture, whatever my understanding, as a human being, is very, very limited. But God is unlimited. Okay, so you see the view of a person, limited view, understanding, and try to explain the universe. Something is unlimited. So understand that. But I try the best I can. What is this picture? It's a triangle, right? Do you agree with me? This is a triangle. Triangle in the two dimension. I have a three dimension triangle, but the video I try out not quite work out, so I use two dimension triangle. The triangle have how many sides of the triangle?
Three.
All of you pass the geometry test, but three sides, but it's one shape, and that shape called triangle. So if any side missing, is it still the triangle? No, because the triangle is three sides. Okay, it's the one shape, it's a triangle. So if any side missing, it's no longer a triangle. Similarly, the Trinity is three persons but one God. Get it? Amen. Now, remember the limited understanding, try to explain the unlimited universe about God. Another one, or this one you can find in www.whatever.gov. Okay? This is from Federal USA. I put the web there. This is from government, U.S. government. Okay? Not just something I picked from air. So when you see this picture, what exactly do you see?
Water.
Huh? Water. So on only one substance was water. And even the U.S. government recognized there's a three form of water, right? What is the first one?
Ice.
Ice. Yes. Second one is what? Liquid, right? Water. Third one is what? Steam. This is the picture download from U.S. government. Even the U.S. government understand only water, H2O, but there's three forms, ice, liquid, they call it water, and steam, or gas. So if the ice missing, the government probably would say, oh, we lost ice in Greenland, or North Pole, South Pole, something dangerous, okay, happened, okay, and suddenly water, they boil it, the steam not coming out, something wrong. It may not be a water, right? And if the water, they drop the temperature down below 0 degrees C or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the water not form ice, something wrong. Same thing, the image of God, only one God, but three persons. Agree? All right. So now we understand the Trinity better, but how should it affect our daily life as a Christian? Yeah, we learn about Trinity, got the Father, got the Son, got the Holy Spirit, and then, but how do we use it? How do we apply it? What exactly the practical application for my own life, for your life? Number one, you have to worship properly. When you worship God, you acknowledge all three persons of the Trinity. Yes, you worship God as one God, but also three persons. So that reason why John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, but his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. So what is the truth? One God, three persons. So when you pray to God, you can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And when you pray, you have knowledge on three persons in our worship. Because the Trinity reminds us our God is relational. He's not just a God somewhere out there, stranger in the universe, but he relation. So he invited us, when pray to him, into the fellowship with him. How many of you still remember the Lord's Prayer? Okay, our Father in heaven. Oh, yes. Okay. When you read the Lord's Prayer, you will find out the Trinity in that Lord's Prayer. Give us our daily bread. It means the Father who created everything, even the food we eat. Because if he not, let have the plant, the tree, the fruit, the animal, we don't have food to eat. So when you pray, have food on the table, it's mean to God the Father. And then forgiving us our sin. In the mind, you think about Jesus Christ who forgave our sin. And help us to feel forgive other people. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So even when Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer, go back and read it again. You would find out God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in there. But the first sentence and the conclusion he mentioned about God. Okay? Think about it. Go back. And when you meditate on the Lord's Prayer, Jesus Christ taught his disciple, you see all three Trinity in there. Okay. Number two, you have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Let him lead your spiritual life. The book of Galatians, chapter 15, verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit in capital, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The Holy Spirit would help us overcome sin, live a life that pleases God. He guides us our decision. He provides the wisdom and powers when we do the ministry. So even when you go to work, you earn income. But if you think in your mind, this is the ministry God put you at work. You do the ministry, but you get paid. That's wonderful. And you're thinking about, Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom and also empower me to do the work you put me there. And you would find out the result and it would be wonderful. And that reason why you must seek the Spirit guidance for every area of your life. A lot of people mistake, yes, they come to the church. You have to do something in the church in order to rely on the Holy Spirit. But no, it can be in your family, husband, wife, children, extended family. It can be at work. It can be at school, if you still go to school. Every area of your life. And thirdly, application. You have to follow example of Jesus. You live in love and sacrifice. Whoever claimed to live in him must live as Jesus did. Jesus, he loved the broken. A lot of lost people are out there. He forgave sinners. And he served others selflessly. So if we follow Jesus Christ, so have to love one another. Love one another, not just surface, but deeply. In the family, husband loves your wife. Wife loves your husband, loves your children, same thing. Parent loves your children deeply. So when they're in pain, you can feel the pain. When they joy, you can feel the joy. Help each other out. Same thing in the church. When we fellowship each other, we love each other deeply. So when it help you, we help because we we follow Christ. We forgive each other as Christ forgave us. He forgave us, so he even died on the cross because of our sin. He forgave our sin. And we have to have that example. Yes, sometimes we hurt. People say something or do something, we hurt. But the best healing is you forgive. Another person, they take it or not, it doesn't matter. But at least you love them, you forgive them. Your part is done. They may carry the burden. Not up to them. Okay? Forgive others as Christ forgive us. And we serve our community with compassion, with humility. Talk is easy, but do is difficult. Compassion. Because we love the people, we do it. Not because somebody wants to praise us, but because the pastor wants you to do. So other wife wants me to do. So I force into the other husband wants the wife to do. So the wife force in to do it. No, you do because the will. Because you want to serve God. Because you have the compassion. And you do it humility. So at the conclusion, the Trinity, one God in three persons, is, I know, is very profound mystery. I use my limited understanding as a human, try to explain something huge, unlimited God. But it's the core truth of our faith. So that's the reason why we are called to worship God rightly or properly, acknowledge God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Rely on the Holy Spirit power in everyday life. And we have to follow Jesus' example, love, sacrifice, and service with humility, with compassion. Let us stand up so I can pray for you. Dear God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we thank you for revealing you for us. Reveal yourself as God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please help us to worship you in truth, relying on the Holy Spirit power. Help us to live out the love of Jesus, also guiding us, guiding our hearts to understand you more deeply and serve you more faithfully. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.